Another page in history this afternoon at Safeco Field. Seattle Mariners pitcher Hisashi Iwakuma threw a no-hitter in a 3-0 victory over the Baltimore Orioles. We are joined now live by KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel. And Art, you actually missed the big moment. What happened?
I was at Seahawks training camp over in Renton. In the seventh inning, the word came, this is a no-hitter. I jumped in my car. I managed to make it across I-90. In time to get to the bottom of the ninth, I parked my car. The no-hitter was complete. I jumped out of my car, and I got a chance to talk to Lloyd McClendon, Iwakuma, and Jesus Sucre, his catcher, on a wonderful day in Seattle sports, even if I didn't see the whole thing.
All right, so we saw some reaction on television, obviously. How are they reacting after the game to this big moment?
Well, this was a really big deal for Iwakuma, since he had fought through so many injuries and was not, you know, in top form for much of this season. He was almost traded at the trade deadline, July 31st. So this was really a big breakthrough moment. Jesus Sucre, his catcher, the backup catcher, was just thrilled for him. He said Iwakuma was very happy with each pitch as it got closer. Iwakuma himself said that he thought he'd blown it with the last batter who sent a ball into the left center gap, but as soon as he saw Austin Jackson, the center fielder, raise his glove to make the catch, he said, yes, I've done it. So it was a very big deal for everyone concerned.
A no-hitter in general is kind of an extraordinary moment in baseball.
Well, it is. This is the Mariners' fifth, and the first since Felix Hernandez had his perfect game in 2012, and he was preceded by Chris Bosio and Randy Johnson, as well as a six-pitcher no-hitter a couple of years ago. But that's five in the Mariners' 38 years. Some clubs have gone many, many years between no-hitters. It's a rare feat. And one of the great things about it, when you're there, the drama builds, inning by inning, batter by batter, pitch by pitch. The tension is exquisite. And I wish I'd have been there for it, but 25,000 fans were at Safeco today to witness history and all the tension. It was a great moment.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel reporting live from Safeco Field. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
You're listening to All Things Considered on 88.5 KPLU.